Hi, everyone. It's Gail here with a podcast that I know you'll enjoy. Whether you're looking for travel inspiration for your next trip or you're itching to go on an adventure without ever leaving home, consider this your official invitation to go on an audio road trip with About the Journey. Each episode of About the Journey takes you on the road along routes like Miami to Key West, Oahu's North Shore, or Wyoming's National Parks. You get to ride along with host and travel journalist Onika Raymond, who you might know from the Travel Channel or her incredible Instagram. Onika is so passionate about the growth and experiences that come from travel that she's made it her life's work to help empower others to see the world too. I love how Onika brings curiosity, know-how, and exploration to About the Journey. She shares diverse local voices from the places she travels, so you're not just getting the cookie-cutter tourist info that you can easily find online. My personal favorite episode is episode 4, when Onika slows down on a common East Coast commute from New York City to Washington, D.C. In doing so, she illuminates so much of the beauty that's to be found on a route that people usually take for granted. So you might want to start there, or pick your own adventure now. You can listen to About the Journey wherever you find podcasts. For today, here's a taste.
It's just like amazing. Like the meat just melts in your mouth.
Very seasoned well. It's all nice and juicy. It's not dry at all.
They're my favorite tacos. Out of everything, they're my favorite. It's like an explosion in your mouth, just flavor.
It's time for birria tacos. Now, what makes these tacos special is the bright red sauce or consomme. It's created by simmering meat for hours with Mexican chilies and other spices. The stewed meat is served on a corn tortilla, soaked in consomme, with a generous helping of cheese, topped with white onions and cilantro. And then there's the signature feature of the dish, a big old cup of birria consomme on the side.
With birria, you get to dip it, and who doesn't like dip? Any food that comes with dip is a good food to me.
It's the kind of taco you eat while leaning over so you don't stain your clothes.
It's high risk, high reward, really.
Mexican Americans traveling back and forth from SoCal to Tijuana brought back this taco dish. Around 2015, taco trucks in California put a twist on this classic. They swapped the meat from goat to beef and added cheese. Because let's face it, Americans love cheese. The change was a hit, and birria tacos are the latest food from SoCal to gain popularity across the country.
They definitely like had like their spark through social media.
Actually, Instagram brought me here. I saw the post of this food place, and I thought I'd try it out.
And then all of a sudden, there's all these like places popping up with birria tacos, and they're really good.
So then the only question is, where do you go to get one?
Encinitas is a tough one because there's like 100 taco shops here. A good judge of a taco shop is to see if there's a line out the door. And so there's always a line here during lunch. So that's why I came here, tried it out, and it's been good ever since.
So I got the 4 taco special of the birria tacos.
I like them when they're like fried, the tortilla's fried up, but usually just a soft taco with everything on it.
All the tacos real quick, extra spicy, all the vegetables, everything, nothing off. I usually get 2 or 3 tacos depending on how hungry I am. And then I think I get like a large consomme cup because I just like to sip it at the end.
Yeah.
Agave Birria is my recommendation, not just for the great food, but also because it's got another hallmark of SoCal. The restaurant is attached to a gas station.
They're pretty common here, at least some type of food in the gas station here in Encinitas, like for sure.
It's really convenient for people to come in, get gas, and then get food.
Go to the gas station taco shops. Like, you'll see like these fancy, nice gourmet tacos, these organic tacos. Sure, those are great if you're a vegetarian or vegan, whatever. But if you're not, go to the gas station because it's way better.
Once we've washed that bright red consomme off our hands, we'll refuel without even leaving the parking lot and make the final leg of our journey.
Listen to About the Journey wherever you find podcasts.